So friends, this is the last chapter of your academic book on trade finance. And this last chapter is dedicated to the green trade finance. This is something new to you. Sustainability and the green trade finance is the chapter specifically included in this because nowadays it is getting the momentum so as to gather the information and also save the nature from the perspective of the trade finance. And our objective of introduction of this sustainability and the green trade finance is to understand the principles, frameworks, and the practices which are relating to the sustainable and green trade finance. Further, the role of financial institutions, regulators, and international bodies in aligning the trade finance with the environmental, social, and governance goals. And finally, to equip with your knowledge of emerging instruments, this is emerging instruments, implementing the challenges and strategic opportunities for promoting the environmentally responsible and socially inclusive trade. Keeping this goal in the mind, our presentation structure will revolve around certain points, such as what is sustainable trade finance, what are the principles of the green sustainable finance, then initiative and framework of the sustainable trade finance, role of the banks in green trade finance, sustainable supply chain, challenges in implementing the green trade finance, and finally the opportunities and the way forward for the green trade finance. To start with this subject, I would like to take you through some of the basic understanding that we look into. That everybody knows that there is a climate change. An environmental concern is always taking the center stage on the global agenda, and the financial sector, including the trade finance, is also increasingly embracing the sustainability. Therefore, the green trade finance refers to the financial product and services that promotes the environmentally sustainable and socially responsible trade activities. Due to this, we explore the evolution, importance, instruments, regulatory framework, and the practical implementation of the sustainable and green practices within the trade finance. This transformation is being driven by rising the stakeholder expectation, emerging international frameworks, regulatory mandates, and global recognition of environmental social governance. The financing practices that aligns with that, with the principles of the sustainability, and by sustaining and by supporting the transactions which are environmentally responsible, socially inclusive, governance and its activities. Now let us understand what is sustainable trade finance. Sustainable trade finance. The sustainable trade finance is nothing but financing of international trade transactions that contribute to sustainability objective, such as reducing the carbon footprint, conservation of resources, fostering to the equitable growth, and improving the governance for it. This is called the sustainable trade finance. This trade finance environmentally friendly, this supports the environmentally friendly technologies, which includes supply chain, ethically sourced product, and all while ensuring the compliance with the international norms and global regulations. What is sustainable finance that we have seen? In addition to that, there are financial institutions which are exporters, importers. They are now focusing on whether the transaction promotes the low carbon production, uses renewable energy, supports the fair labor condition, and complies with anti-corruption standards. That needs to be also understanding of ours. Sustainable trade production, trade finance also involves the risk assessment methodology that go beyond the traditional credit evaluation, incorporating the environmental risk such as climate vulnerability and social risk like labor exploitation and the governance risk like lack of transparency in sourcing. Sustainable trade includes the export financing for solar panel, wind turbines, or electrical vehicles. That is sustainable trade finance. Okay. Then import support for the sustainability consists of grown agriculture commodities. Logistic solution that uses the cleaner fuel for energy efficient practices. Fair trade certified textiles and handicrafts export from MSME, and trade finance for circular economy business models such as recycling and upcycling product. These are some of the examples of sustainable trade finance. Now, principles of the green and sustainable finance. The first principle is for the environment. In environment, the principle for environment is reduces the ecological degradation, promotes resources efficiency, encourages renewable energy adoption, and mitigate the climate related risk such as emission and deforestation. This is coming under environmental and social. In social, it comes that it strengthens the labor standard, support the fair trade practices, promotes the diversity, and safeguards indigenous rights and contribution to the poverty reduction and community resilience. Finally, the governance principles includes, it enhances the transparency, stakeholder accountability, ethical conduct, and anti-corruption policies, and the strong regulatory compliance, which ensures the long-term sustainability in the business decision-making. So friends, these three, for environmental, social, and governance, trade finance has different principles for environmental, social, and governance. These three pillars helps to guide the institutions is in identifying, assessing, and managing sustainability-related risks and opportunities throughout the trade lifecycle. Now, integration of ESG in trade finance. Under this, there will be now integration of ESG in trade finance. What are the elements that integrates this ESG into trade finance? The first one is a risk assessment. Environmental, social, and governance factors are included in credit and compliance evolution. Evaluation, not evolution, it is evaluation. The product structuring. This component states that the financial products are designed to incentivize the sustainable outcome. Sustainable outcome, for example, interest rate reduction for ESG improvements. Next element of the integration will be the performance monitoring. Regular audit and ESG impact the disclosure are embedded. Now, global standards supporting ESG principles. Which are those principles which supports the global standard under ESG? The UN Principles and Responsible Banking. UN Global Compact encourages the financial institutions to align with the sustainable development goals. Then ISO 26000 provides the guidance on the social responsibility, influencing how the ESG criteria are interpreted and implemented. This comes under global standard supporting the ESG principle. Now let us understand the international initiative and the framework for ESG. The green and sustainable trade finance is supported by some of the international initiatives and the policy frameworks that guides its practice, monitoring expansion. These initiatives establishes a consistent standard, encourages the market participation, and align the trade finance with the broader climate and developmental goal. First one will be the Green Bond Principles. Green Bond Principles. What is this Green Bond Principles? These Green Bond Principles are developed by the International Capital Market Association, that is ICMA. GBP provides, that is Green Bond Principles provides, a voluntary guidelines for the issuance of the bond that finance the environmental projects. Okay, environmental green bonds or Green Bonds Principles provides voluntary guidelines for issuance of bond that finance the environmental project. And these principles promote the transparency and integrity in the green debt market, influencing how the trade and infrastructure projects are funded. Number two, Sustainable Development Goals, that is SDB, SDG. Sustainable Development Goals are the Global Blueprint for Sustainability, developed by United Nations, 17 SDGs Act. SDG 9, that is Industry, Innovation and Infrastructure, and SDG 13, that is Climate Action, are particularly relevant to the trade finance. So, the institutions are encouraged to fund the project and transactions that supports the inclusive industrial development and carbon reduction. Now, equator principles. A risk management framework which is adopted by over 100 financial institutions worldwide to assess and manage the environmental and social risk in large-scale project finance. And these principles guides banks, these principles guide the banks in evaluating the trade-related infrastructure project, which ensures that they meet the high sustainability standard. IFC performance standard and OECD guidelines. The International Finance Corporation, that is IFC, performance standard provides the benchmark for assessing the environmental and social risk in cross-border finance. Complementary, the OECD guidelines for multinational enterprises offers the principles of responsible business conduct, influencing how the trade flows are structured and financed. Next one will be Task Force on Climate-Related Financing Disclosure, TCFD. Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosure. Financial disclosure is also required as far as climate is concerned. And this is endorsed by the G20 and the other international bodies. The TCFD framework helps the financial institutions disclose the climate-related financial risk. Okay, this has to be disclosed. Its adoption in the trade finance promotes the transparency and climate resilience. Next one will be International Chamber of Commerce, ICC. ICC guidelines. ICC guidelines on sustainable trade. ICC is an international body, International Chamber of Commerce, and they have issued the sustainability principle which are tailored to the global trade finance, encouraging the integration of ESG, that is environmental, social, and governance goals into the trade documentation, compliance, and due diligence process. Now, these initiatives by ICC not only helping to the standardized definition and the performance metrics, but are also facilitating the cross-border cooperation, reducing the investors' uncertainty, and the opening access to the green finance for emerging market and developing economies. Now, the role of the bank. Role of the banks in green trade finance. Sustainable trade finance we have seen. Now let us look into the green trade finance. Here, the banks are playing a very important role in shaping the green trade finance landscape. And they have the innovative financial product integrating to ESG criteria into credit assessment and influencing the sustainability of the gold supply chains. As intermediaries of the capital and the risk managers, the international trade, banks are unequally positioned to drive the sustainable transactions. For the green trade finance by the banks, there are certain key contributions. There are certain key contributions which consist of number one, ESG, linked to credit assessment. ESG also has a linkage to the credit assessment. Now, many banks now incorporate their ESG scoring in their trade credit decision, evaluating the borrowers based on the environmental impact of the project, labor practices, and governance standard also. Next contribution is product innovation. Banks are developing the dedicated green trade finance instrument, which is tailored to sustainability goal. Capacity building is another contribution, where the bank often support to the exporters, SMEs, in understanding the ESG compliance requirement and obtaining the sustainability certificate. Now there are common green trade finance products. Common green trade finance product consists of green letter of credit. Letter of credit also can be green. How? When it is issued for the trade in a goods and services aligned with the climate environmental goal. Aligned with climate or environmental goals. For example, renewable energy equipment. Renewable energy equipment. Then biodegradable materials. This is directly impacting to the green trade. Then another product is a sustainability linked trade loan. The loan where the interest rates are tied to the borrower's achievement of pre-agreed sustainability target. This is additional conditions. Then sustainability supply chain finance. Sustainability supply chain finance is also another product which enables the early payment to the suppliers with ESG credentials at preferential terms and encouraging the sustainability across the supply chain. Next product will be the carbon credit trade finance. What is this carbon credit trade finance? This financing mechanism by banks, that supports the trade in verified emission reduction units, which encouraging the participation in carbon market. Now, the examples from India and globally. Standard Chartered Bank offers a sustainable trade finance proposition, which includes supply chain financing, trade loans, and LCs with pricing benefit for ESG compliant business. Okay, then HSBC India has financed the green environmental export and collaborated with the Indian firms to embedded the ESG matrix, in trade contracts. Okay, then State Bank of India and Yes Bank, they are expanding their sustainable financing portfolio with the trade finance linked to renewable energy and eco-friendly infrastructure projects. Now, regulatory encouragement. Reserve Bank of India is actively encouraging the banks to factor the climate risk into credit decisions. And the SEBI has introduced the ESG disclosure requirement, which influences the trade lending practices. As the global ESG expectations continue to rise, banks are increasingly expected not only to provide the financing, but also to act as an advisors, enablers, and compliance partners in facilitating the sustainable trade. Now, the sustainable supply chain. This supply chain, that is sustainable supply chains, are essentially to embedding the environmental and the social responsibility into international trade. As trade finance often supports the complex multi-tiered supply chains, aligning these networks with the ESG goals as a vital to achieving this true sustainability. The key elements now we'll see of the sustainable supply chains. First element is supplier ESG assessment and monitoring. Financial institution or banks and the corporate assesses the suppliers for compliance with the environmental, social and governance criteria, including the energy use, labor right and the government practices. The audit and verification, the schemes such as ISO 14001 or environmental management and SA 8000 is a social accountability are used for the verification of this. Then green logistic and transportation. The emphasizing the low carbon transportation, low carbon transportation mode, efficient fuel use, and the route which is optimized to reduce the emission. This also includes the use of electric and hybrid vehicles and sustainable warehousing solutions. Next one will be eco-friendly packaging of material. The use of recyclable, biodegradable or reusable packaging materials throughout the supply chain to reduce the environmental waste. Digital documentation. The paperless trade practices like e-bill of lading, blockchain-based smart contracts help reduces deforestation and the improve the process efficiency. Transparency and traceability. Technologies like blockchain and the QR coding enables the end-to-end traceability of the goods, verifying the ethical sourcing and environmental compliance. Let us see the example under this. Now, Tata Motors. Tata Motors has implemented ESG-compliant vendor program. ESG-compliant vendor programs, which focusing on responsible sourcing, low-emission logistic, and digital invoicing. This is also a good example of ESG. Then Mahindra and Mahindra has initiated the green supply chain audit to align the procurement with a sustainability benchmark. Global initiatives such as Sustainable Apparel Coalition promotes the ESG alignment in garment export supply chain. Now, challenges in implementing the green trade finance. As I said in the beginning, that the green trade finance is new product as such, or ESG as it is a new product as such, it has for implementation of it certain challenges. These challenges are nothing but these are the obstacle in implementing the green trade finance. While the momentum towards the sustainability trade finance is growing, there are practical and structural challenges hinders it. The widespread adoption, especially in the emerging market like India. These challenges must be addressed to scale the green financing and achieve tangible sustainability goal across the trade ecosystem. Now, the key challenges is there on your left hand side, which is lack of standardized ESG matrix. There is no universally accepted taxonomy for measuring the ESG compliances, especially for the trade finance, SME, and in particular, it struggles with the ambiguous or inconsistent criteria for sustainability. Second challenge will be regulatory fragmentation. Regulatory fragmentation means despite disparities between the global and local ESG regulations, it has to create a compliance complexities. Exporters face difficulties aligning with the multiple jurisdiction expectation. Then high cost of compliance. The financial and administrative cost of ESG audit, certification, and reporting that disproportionately they burden MSME, limiting their access to the green finance. The next challenge will be limited awareness and capacity. Many businesses, particularly in developing countries, lack of awareness, technical knowledge, or institutional capacity to implement the ESG practice effectively. Then risk of greenwashing. Without the robust verification system, companies may misrepresent their sustainability credentials to access the favorable financing, undermining the credibility green finance. The data and reporting gaps is the another challenge, where inadequate access to the reliable ESG data makes it difficult for financiers to assess and monitor the environmental and social risk accurately. Technological data and reporting gaps. Inadequate access to the reliable ESG data makes it difficult for financiers to assess the monitor and environmental social risk accurately. And the last one, technological barriers. The adoption of the digital tool like blockchain and the smart contracts is still in its early stage in trade finance, especially among the small exporters and the developing countries. So these are some of the challenges and its description given in front of you. Please go through it. Now, sector-specific issues. In agriculture sector and textiles, the key export sectors for India, these two, a complex supply chain and informal label structure makes the ESG compliance very difficult. In manufacturing and retrofitting orders facilities for sustainability often requires a significant capital investment, which many firms find it prohibitive. Then policy and market limitations. Lack of targeted financial initiative, such as green guarantees or subsidiaries for the export adopting the ESG practices, absence of the national green trade finance taxonomy or rating framework to guide a financial institution and corporates. Now, opportunities and the way forward. ESG, there are various opportunities and there are existing barriers also for the green trade finance, which presents the substantial opportunities to transform the global and Indian trade ecosystem into more sustainable and inclusive model. The strategic intervention by the government, financial institution, and private sector stakeholders can give their way for the systematic and scalable changes. Emerging opportunity consists of integration of ESG scoring in credit assessment. We have seen some time back that financial institution can embed the ESG matrix into trade credit evaluation, rewarding the sustainable exporters and discouraging environmentally harmful practices. Customize the ESG rating, and this rating model can help cases, can help to assess the capacity our performance, borrower performance, more accurately. Then development of the green trade finance taxonomy. Regulators in India can establish a standardized taxonomy to clearly define what qualifies as a green trade finance. This will reduce the ambiguity, enhance the compliance, and improve the investor confidence. Technology-driven traceability. Advanced technologies such as the blockchain, IoT, and AI can enhance the transparency and the traceability of the trade supply chains, which will be ensuring that the environmental claims are verifiable and tamper-proof. Now, the sustainability-linked guarantee and the insurance product. Export credit agencies and insurance agencies, they may offer the guarantees or preferential premium to the business which meets the ESG standards. These products can de-risk the sustainable exporters, particularly MSME. Next one will be public and private partnership, PPP, public-private partnership. Collaboration between the government institution, financial sector players, and development banks are required to create a dedicated green finance platform, credit lines, and advisory services to maintain the sustainable trade finance. Then comes to capacity building and ESG literacy. Training programs, ESG toolkits, and awareness campaigns targeting the MSME and supply chain actors can build a capacity for implementing the supplementary practices at the scale. Now, global cooperation and standard harmonization. Under this, India can actively engage with the international platforms to align local ESG practices with the global norms. For example, Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures. Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, TCFD, ISSB, and GRI framework. Now, monetizing the carbon credit. Trade finance instruments can support the exporters which are involved in the carbon credit markets by financing their participation and ensuring liquidity. Now, let us look forward and see how the ESG into the trade finance can take the lead. Now, financial innovations, digitalization, and ESG integration will be the cornerstone of next generation of the trade finance. Which one? Financial innovation, digitalization, and ESG integration. That will be the cornerstone of next generation trade finance. While looking forward, as India aspires to be a major player in the green exports, aligning its trade finance with sustainability goal, that will be a strategic imperative. With this, we complete our discussion on this chapter of environmental, social, and governance under the trade finance and new products under this road. Friends, here we completed our discussion on your academic subject, trade finance. I hope you like it. And at this stage, I also must say thank you to the institution, Wellinger Institute of Management, and the associated, all the people to this. And thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.